With all of the state line casinos evacuated, the FBI tried to disable the half-ton bomb inside Harvey's. As you can hear, they were not successful. The explosion ripped a 5-story scar through the side of Harvey's at Tahoe, as everybody watched on live TV. The bomb, a giant metal box with a smaller box of switches on top, had been wheeled in by John Burgess the day before. He'd disguised it as a machine from IBM. In a ransom note attached to it, Burgess tried to shake down the casino for $3 million in exchange for directions on how to disable the bomb. Joining me now on the phone is Philip Sublett, who wrote a 3-part story for the Tahoe Daily Tribune on the anniversary of the bombing. Philip, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Talk to me a little bit here. You make the comparison of a James Bond movie right off the top, which I think is a fairly fitting description of this story.
Right. And looking at all of the details, this is like a classic casino heist movie. You know, in today's world of, you know, terrorism and bombings like that, this is sort of a old-fashioned type of story with, you know, a bunch of guys just trying to get money from a casino.
And so what's the story here? Tell me the story of John Burgess. He basically was a high roller who sort of went bad.
Right. He was a Hungarian immigrant who lived down in Fresno County, California, and he spent thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, gambling on blackjack, mostly at Harvey's Casino.
And they think he lost close to $1 million, right?
That's what he said. By the end, he was probably completely penniless. You know, he had to have his 18-year-old son pay his rent.
You did describe this as kind of an old-school kind of story. I mean, is this something that really could happen today or would need a much bigger level of sophistication?
Well, after this event, you know, the hotel security, you know, became a lot tighter. You know, if you tried to wheel a 1,000-pound machine through a hotel lobby now, or especially in a casino lobby, then, you know, security would be all over you. They have security cameras all over the place now. So I don't think, you know, you could pull off something like this today.
The FBI still considers this one of its stranger bombing cases.
Right. In fact, I've heard from FBI agents they have at their FBI training facility a replica of this bomb. And to this day, they still don't know if they could ever disarm it, you know, even with modern technology.
Philip Sublett of the Tahoe Daily Tribune, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
The second installment of Philip's report is out today in the Tahoe Daily Tribune. If you'd like to see video of the explosion and a report from the FBI on the case, connect with us on Facebook. Just head to facebook.com and search for KUNR. Brandon Ridiman, KUNR News.